With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. California is set to plunge into a fully reopened economy on June 15th. That means for the first time in over a year, performers can get back on the stage in front of a full house. But the journey hasn't been easy for music halls, theaters, and entertainers. As KAZU's Jeremiah Edding reports, raising the curtains will come with challenges.
On a sunny Friday afternoon in downtown Santa Cruz, two performers add something to the ambiance of lively shoppers and diners that's been hard to find in the pandemic, live music. The duo is called Lobo Negron. They play a fusion of world and tropical music. Derek Negron is on guitar.
But a lot of people are dying to hear it, and a lot of people, you know, as far as the people that are very receptive, we can just go out anywhere, play some music outdoors. Whoever happens by is just so starving for music.
Starving for music because even as other businesses have slowly reopened, most live performance venues have kept their doors closed. Indoor crowds are what these businesses rely on, but the pandemic put that on hold. Julie Baker is the executive director of Californians for the Arts, a nonprofit group that advocates for artists and venues.
Until several months ago, we were not on the blueprint for reopening guidelines. There was nothing on there for any type of live event, theater event, any music, anything like that.
Baker and other arts advocates pushed the state to add guidance to the blueprint for a safer economy. The guidelines followed suit with restaurants and other indoor spaces, capping the number of people allowed inside.
Producers of live events said, really, we can't reopen until it's 100% capacity.
Even in the least restrictive tier of the blueprint, most venues were only allowed to operate at 25% capacity.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. That makes no sense. But economically, there's no way we can do that.
Christine Sandin, the artistic director at the Sunset Center in Carmel, says there's no business model for operating in a pandemic. Performers stopped touring. Even as venues opened with limited capacity, they couldn't earn enough money from ticket sales, and booking shows was tricky when the rules kept shifting. Sandin says it's all had a huge impact on the industry, including at the Sunset Center.
So we went from a $3.5 million a year budget down to less than a million. So we basically went into life support mode. We had to lay off 80% of our staff.
She says there's really no replacement for the magic of live entertainment. But they stayed busy by streaming performances online, like other venues such as Cuomba Jazz in Santa Cruz. Back in August, pianist Omar Sosa and percussionist Steve Robertson performed a virtual concert together at Cuomba Jazz. They played on the venue's stage to empty seats. Audience members were at home behind their computer screens.
I mean, right now, if you walk into the venue, it looks more like a television studio or a sound stage than a live music venue.
Tim Jackson, the marketing director at Cuomba Jazz, says it's one way the nonprofit has continued supporting musicians.
The artists have taken a huge, a huge hit. Frankly, you know, the large part of our mission statement is to employ jazz artists.
Now the rules are changing. Come June 15th, the California Department of Public Health plans to drop pandemic restrictions. No physical distancing, no capacity limitations, no blueprint. But getting back to a booked concert schedule is going to take some time.
We can't wait to get back open. And first of all, we don't really know exactly what's going to happen on June 15th. And we also don't know what our patrons' appetite for coming inside to the venue is going to be like.
The change might be a relief, but Christine Sandin with Carmel's Sunset Center says it also puts the responsibility of deciding how to reopen on the businesses themselves.
It's like passing the hot potato back to the venue managers.
Sandin says they turned to the public for input via a survey. About 1,000 people responded. 80% said they were vaccinated and ready to see live performances again. The Sunset Center's first indoor show is planned for September 30th. Cuomba Jazz is also planning to reopen in the fall. Until then, musicians like the duo in Lobo Negron will continue to play music any way they can. Derek Negron says he can't wait to get back on the stage.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, it's therapy. Any artist you ask, it's their therapy. They can't not do it.
Raising the curtains again comes with challenges, but the show must go on. In Santa Cruz, Jeremiah Edding, KAZU News.